Lawyers for Senator Ted Stevens are fighting subpoenas for his wife's emails. Stevens is on trial for allegedly lying on his Senate disclosure forms. It came to light over the weekend that prosecutors are trying to get a hold of hundreds of Catherine Stevens' emails, even as the trial enters its final phases. APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The federal subpoena to access Catherine Stevens' emails was issued last month, but only became public over the weekend when Senator Stevens' lawyers asked the judge to quash it. It was sent to her employer, Washington law firm Mayer Brown. The government wants emails between the Stevens couple that have anything to do with property or diamond earrings or gifts provided to the couple and one of their daughters. They also want emails between Catherine and a list of 37 people and companies and emails from Senate offices. Ted Stevens' lawyers are fighting it, calling it overboard and oppressive and a classic fishing expedition that isn't specific enough. They also say communication between spouses is privileged. The court had today off for the federal Columbus Day holiday, and the trial will resume tomorrow as the defense heads into its third day of presenting its case. Stevens' lawyers have released a list of their next batch of witnesses. Catherine Stevens is on the list. Senator Stevens says his wife paid for and instructed the renovation of their Girdwood home and that he had little to do with it. The house is one of the alleged gifts. Also on the list are two men who've been talked about a lot during the trial but have not yet appeared. Contractor Augie Payone, who was paid by Catherine Stevens to work on the house, and Bob Persons, a Girdwood resident who helped oversee the remodeling project. A character witness is expected, Gwen Sykes, who grew up in Fairbanks and worked on Stevens' staff and is now the chief financial officer at Yale University. Also on the list are Helvi Sandvik, president of Nana Corporation, and Ori Williams, who serves on the board of Native Corporation Doyon. The prosecution is fighting one of the witnesses, Billy Martin. He's a Washington attorney famous in the legal community for representing football player Michael Vick, who was convicted of running dogfights, and other sports stars like basketball player Allen Iverson. Stevens' lawyers want Billy Martin to testify about Vico legal documents, but the prosecution says they just want him for star power. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.